Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, going to be clouds and sun today, going to be humid with a chance for maybe some afternoon thunderstorms, high around 87. Kenosha right now is at 66 degrees, 61 in Burlington, Milwaukee 73, 69 at this hour in Racine. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth and a member of the country music band Florida Georgia Line call it just a misunderstanding more than anything else. Someone with the group and its entourage requesting that armed deputies not be backstage during recent performances at the Country Thunder Music Festival. The social media network exploded, including many negative comments about the band. That led to the issuance of a statement that says the request was simply about best use of resources since they have their own security. Sheriff Beth, noting the request was flat out denied, indicated he and a band member did talk about it, and he was given assurances they, meaning the band, respect law enforcement, a sentiment also expressed on their Facebook page. Deputies were backstage during performances as well as all over the Country Thunder grounds. Police in Kenosha releasing little information after spending the day investigating an apparent death inside a home at the corner of 4th Avenue and 59th Place downtown. Neighbor Susan Rondo said she had not seen the man who lived at that house since around the 4th of July. Said he was her landlord, but he really wasn't very forthcoming when he talked about himself in the first tense.
He told me he had a house in the Chicago suburbs, that he, you know, used to live out in Washington, like Seattle area. He's got his teenage son that lives out there. I asked him what he did for a living. He would always somehow avoid answering that question. So he was always kind of mysterious, but he minded his own business.
Police and fire department personnel to that home yesterday morning. City workers reported a bad odor and flies. At one point, police called in the fire bells from Racine. They set up a tent in the street. Neighbors said that a man's body was removed from that home during the afternoon and taken away in the medical examiner's van. A Racine police officer with a concussion while taking a shoplifting suspect into custody at the Shopko store. 18-year-old Dominic Cooper in court to face allegations of misdemeanor retail theft and felony counts of resisting and battery to a law enforcement officer. Documents said police were called to the Shopko store after employees saw a man and four women apparently concealing items in a stroller that also had a small child. Officers stopped the man who was pushing the stroller. He reportedly got uncooperative and reportedly hit the officer in the head with his elbow. The officer is still able to keep hold on the man until he was taken into custody. Several items allegedly taken from the store were found in that stroller. Cooper is going to be back in court next week. A woman from Oak Creek facing a charge of theft in a business setting. She allegedly used a credit card company from Sturtevant to use the buy things for herself, like an iPad and even book airline flights for her family. She's 39-year-old Adrienne Barrera, accused of charging more than $38,000 to credit cards owned by Titan Incorporated while she worked as an account assistant. The alleged thefts occurred discovered back in June, 9 months after she had left the company. She was in court yesterday, released on signature bond. She'll return on August the 17th. Well, Racine County recently got a national award for the development of its new graphic information system, which is integrated into other parts of county government. Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson telling the county board last night this was such a big deal that it even warranted her attending a week-long conference in San Diego, where the county's efforts got national, even international attention.
I'm not a big conference attendee. However, when I heard this spring that Racine County was the only municipality chosen in the state of Wisconsin to win this special achievement and GIS award out of 100,000 applicants, I decided I had to be there, I had to go, because I'm the land information officer for Racine County.
The county's GIS system is where it is today, according to Anderson, because of the efforts of several people locally, but also the Land Information Council. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave suggesting it was teamwork that made it all happen. When asked if the system is secure, Register of Deeds Tyson Fettis noted that it's all public record material, but he said, "I feel comfortable our information is buttoned up." Parkside is one of three University of Wisconsin campuses aggressively now turning attention to Illinois in an effort to bring more students and tuition and revenue over the border. Working in their favor lately, of course, the fact that tuition for Illinois students set to attend Parkside's campus is kind of close to it or even less than it and what they'd pay for at home. Illinois also still in the midst of a state budget crisis, lawmakers failing to approve an annual budget beyond the stopgap measure that only partially funds higher education. And based on comments made at the Kenosha School Board meeting last night, relations couldn't be better between all seven of the board members and Superintendent Sue Savaglio-Jarvis. The board voting unanimously to extend her contract by another 2 years, adding a third year as an option. And then each glowingly praised the superintendent's leadership capabilities, her work ethic, relations with students, staff, and parents, and board members, including board president Tamara Coleman.
I have been on this board for 4.5 years. And I've sat under 3 superintendents while on this board. And I am honored to serve alongside Dr. Sue Savaglio-Jarvis. She is honest. She is fair. She communicates effectively with this board, and she works extremely hard.
Savaglio-Jarvis's salary will remain at $195,000 a year, money never an issue in the close discussion which occurred between the board and the superintendent, that according to Coleman. The only agenda item for the Racine City Plan Commission meeting this afternoon at 4:30 at City Hall is from representatives of Bob's Discount Furniture, seeking minor facade changes and exceptions to the signage rules at Regency Mall for space that has been occupied the past few years by H.H. Gregg. Now, there's been nothing official from either the mall or H.H. Gregg about a change. H.H. Gregg went round and round with the Plan Commission about its brand on the outside of that building, for which there is also no entrance to the mall itself, and for which a compromise was worked out. Bob's Discount Furniture said to be proposing entrance into the mall itself. Company's website says it sells furniture and home accents at everyday low prices, has stores mainly out east, but also in Illinois. Racine's Public Works Committee supporting a proposed contract for $738,000 with Johnson Controls to upgrade city-owned lighting for the purpose of energy efficiency, and projected savings of $1.1 million over the 20-year life of that deal, $43,000 in the first year. The company's Steve Schonert, the one-time Racine Raiders place kicker, said the lights are produced locally. They've got a 20-year lifespan and a 10-year warranty.
So you're not going to have guys up on a bucket truck in 5 years or, you know, replacing one-off type of thing. So that's not incorporated in here. In the performance contracting statute allows you to capture that for payback. If you were to capture that in a payback, you'd have a payback of under 10 years. So we didn't need it for this project. Strictly, there was enough energy savings to do that. The other thing I'd add is that the good part is the majority of these lights, probably 90%, are Cree.
Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eag pointed out that quite a few older city-owned lights are currently out, and replacing them is more costly because of their age and the work that would go into it. The new city-owned lighting will be going into places like the zoo, community centers, tennis courts, parkways, and the Lake Michigan Pathway. 24% of the savings to benefit Public Works, the other 76% for the Parks Department. Common Council has the final say on that contract proposal. In Sturtevant, the Village Board, after a brief closed session with their Community Development Authority, decided to purchase 2 parcels in the Renaissance Business Park near the Amtrak station. Both are underdeveloped, and the Village wanted to be able to control any development that does occur there, that according to Racine County Economic Development Corporation Director Jenny Trick. Now, the Board has also been talking about another possible land acquisition, but details have not been disclosed on that. Summers Village Board last night approving an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Kenosha to finally start reconstruction of 27th Street. The agreement calls for each municipality to equally share in the project cost. It also calls for resurfacing nearby 28th Street. State Senator Van Wongard, who represents parts of both Racine and Kenosha counties, he's going to be at the Racine County Fair, which gets going today. He'll be there from 3 until 5 o'clock this afternoon, also on Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon. Constituents welcome to come talk with him about the issues they have that are of concern. His tent, located just on inside of gate number 5 at the fairgrounds in Union Grove. Senator Wongard will also be spending some additional time at the fair selling cream puffs, we're told, on Friday from noon until 3. Saturday, he is scheduled to judge the soup contest and will work the roasted corn site. He'll have similar schedules going on with the Kenosha County Fair next month. WRJN.com, that is our webpage where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.